right. Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome back. So today's episode is actually going to look a little different. It is just you and me today. You and I, it's just us. We are going to go back to the normal program in 2 weeks, and we'll have another guest on. But I was actually talking to a family friend the other day, and she suggested I do this because she was like, Anna, do you ever just do a solo episode and just record yourself talking to your audience and da-da-da? And I was like, no, not if I can help it. I was like, I would much rather have somebody on the other end of the phone. And she was like, I feel like with the way your podcast is structured, it would be good to just every six-ish, however many episodes, reflect on all the gold that has been the previous ones for people who might have missed or haven't been able to listen to each episode. And I was like, that's honestly a great idea. So I think every six-ish episodes, we're going to do one of these recaps and kind of just look back at some of my favorite parts from each of those conversations. But I did want to say this, just give you a little bit of my experience in starting this podcast. And I hope this is encouraging for anyone who might be considering starting something up, just going for something, and you might be nervous to do it because this has been such a learning experience over the past like year and a half, figuring out if I wanted to do this, how I wanted to go about it. It's been so much fun and challenging at the same time, but also so, so worth it. And I wanted to say this, I have really gotten in my head a little bit since editing each episode and putting it out. And I try not to go back and listen to them too much because I can critique them. But it's good to listen once or twice. We're each our own worst critic. So it's been easy to just kind of like really get in my head and be like, okay, I don't know if I'm doing this right, da da da. And I just wanted to share on that because I feel so filled from doing this and having these conversations and editing it and putting it out and having friends text me and be like, this was so good, needed to hear this, this was so timely. So it's been so worth it. But I also just wanted to say that it's crazy how in our heads we can get, especially when we're doing something we really feel passionately about doing or that we're supposed to do, or we feel like the Lord's asked us to do something, or there's this awesome opportunity, but we're nervous. It is so easy to get in our heads and to question everything. But then at the same time, it's so good to have humility going into something, especially when you're new to it. So finding that balance of, okay, how do I walk into this? Like ready to learn. I want to have a humble spirit, but also I want to be confident about this. And I really do believe this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So it's just hard finding that middle ground when you're starting something new that can be scary. And this was a conversation I had with my roommates the other day. I was telling them as I was listening back to an episode, I am nervous putting these out because there are some things that I'm claiming theologically that I truly do believe and working on walking in. But I was like, I have learned so much over the past few years when it comes to the way I see the Lord and what I believe he calls us to be doing day in and day out, and the authority that he gives us and the things that we can declare and speak over ourselves. There's just a lot of things I've been learning and trying to practice and walk in faith in. But at the same time, my mindset has changed in the past few years on so many things, just on how I see the Lord, because I know he's never changing, but also my perspective in the things that I'm learning about him has shifted because I'm like, oh, some of these things are kind of just cultural things that Christians claim, and you can't always back it up with scripture, or like the context of the verse they're pulling from is not accurate. And so it kind of put this fear in me of like, oh, what if I'm like confidently saying something or preaching something to these people who are listening to these episodes and it's theologically not sound? Like, I just had this like kind of panic and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, and it made me almost want to not confidently say anything or share what I believe in when it comes to certain theological beliefs, just because I was like, what if I change my mind in a few years, then it's out there in the open for anyone to hear. And one of my friends was talking to me and she was like, Anna, but your listeners get to grow with you for one. if they continue listening. And she was like, you're in your 20s. And like, of course you're going to learn and change your mind on things. And so like, that's just part of it. And I was like, you're right. You're so right. So I say all that to say, it's just crazy how fear just gets in the way so often. So this whole podcast thing has been such a journey already, and it's been a blast. But because most of these conversations seem to lean more on the spiritual side of things, talking about just God and faith and religion and all of those things, it definitely has felt scarier just because there's so much to learn still. So I am thankful that our God never changes. It's the same God that we read about in the Bible, but I'm just learning that there is so much that I have to learn about him still. So we're going to keep going, figuring out how to walk in confidence and boldness, but also like a reverent fear of him. And we gotta read his word, y'all. We have to be learning his character and constantly seeking out what the Bible says, because culture changes and we have to be taking it all back to the word is what I'm learning. So anyways, there's my spew on just this journey thus far. But I have my paper here. If I'm just doing a quick recap on the past 6 episodes. Episode 1 is called Redeemed from Rock Bottom. And that was with Christy Walls. And Christy is someone I met when I was in college. She is a captain of a jail there. And she has quite the testimony. That is most of what that episode was Christy sharing just her story. But she is doing a very hard thing now for her career. And I've seen her, I've gone with her a few times to the jail that she works at. And when I interviewed Christy, I didn't release the episode I recorded with her until about a year later. And so it was cool editing it and then sending it to her to listen to. And then she messaged me back and she was like, wow, I needed to hear this. And she kind of just got to reassure her future self of that. But she shares on the challenges she faces in her day-to-day walk and how she stays geared up and putting on the armor of God to go into work each day. So if you want to hear from a really hardcore but tender, wise, strong woman who is walking the walk and doing the thing, go listen to that first episode with Christy. So episode 2 was called How I Got Freed from Depression. This was with Susan Sanders, who I love with my whole heart. So Susan shared on her journey of depression. She did not face it until she was, if I remember correctly, she was like in her 20s. And she had gotten married, and I want to say she had a kid. I'd have to go back and listen. And she just hit this place in her life where she could not seem to get out of this pit. Didn't know why she was experiencing it, had never experienced it before. And so she shares this journey on finding freedom from that, which was pretty radical for her. She dealt with it for quite some time, but it was in one moment that the Lord healed her and gave her the tools that she needed to stay free from it. And so go listen to that if you ever feel like you're in a season similar. I know a lot of people who have struggled with depression, and all of them have very different testimonies, but it's interesting because some struggle with it for years and some have a much shorter season of walking through that. But Susan's story is super encouraging because I don't think she grew up in a very charismatic atmosphere or church. So when she was healed, it was somebody praying over her and her believing the truth of scripture and just choosing in a moment, you know what, I'm going to stop being fearful and doubting. I'm going to believe this for myself. And when she did, everything changed. So anyway, go listen to that episode if that is something that you are curious about or you are in a similar season. Oh, she also shares on just being a wife, a mom, a hostess. I remember being in high school going to her house for different like church events, and she would host me and my classmates and would make us these cookies and give us a glass of milk and like tell us these stories on just about the Lord and how good of a father he is to us. And we'd be like crying sitting there eating these cookies and drinking our milk. But Miss Susan is just the best, and she gives some really good practical advice when it comes to like if you're going to be a mom one day or a wife. being a Proverbs 31 woman, that those things can feel very mundane, but there is such significance in each of those things the Lord is asking us to do. And so anyway, that episode really fired me up. One of my friends texted me after and she was like, I just finished this episode and I'm at work and it completely just shifted my perspective and like my day to day. And I was like, come on. Same. The third episode was called Possession versus Oppression. This one, oh my gosh, was literally scratching the surface of what I feel like we could have dove into. But there's just so much more there. That episode was with Dr. Phyllis Tarbox. And I'm trying to remember what all we got into. She said she would agree to doing a part two at some point in the future. But this has probably been the episode that I've had the most people come up to me and be like, oh my gosh, I just listened to this episode. I want to talk about it. And I was like, all right, let's talk about it. Because I'm learning so much too, and I get so excited to have these conversations. But about possession versus oppression, we're talking a lot about the spiritual realm and the differences, just distinguishing, can Christians be possessed or only oppressed, or can they even be oppressed? Or we thought that was only for like people who weren't filled with the Holy Spirit. And so anyways, if you're curious to hear more on that, please go listen to episode 3 with Dr. Phyllis Tarbox, and then go check out her podcast called Deliverance Ministry FM. You can get into all kinds of things there and it's so good. I honestly need to get back into it. I got about 7 episodes in and I think there's like 70 something episodes to listen to, but literally there's so many ways that we could be walking in authority and we don't even realize it. And it's just because we don't have the knowledge. We just literally don't know or haven't done our research or studied up on it. And so possession versus oppression is a great, great episode. And there's more to come from Dr. Phyllis Tarbox in the future, hopefully. So go check that one out. Episode 4 was called Body, Mind, and Spirit, and that was with Pastor Sarah. She is the wife to Pastor Scott McLeod. They're my pastors at our local church here in Nashville. And one of the things that I'm so grateful for regarding Pastor Sarah is she has helped me so much when it's come to just walking in authority and confidence. And she's like, it's good to have questions. She's encouraged me a lot since I've moved here, just telling me that there's space for those questions. But also she's like, he tells you this. He tells you that you have authority to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and to do A, B, C, D. And she's like, just start, like, take him at his word and start practicing that. And I was like, okay, you're right. So this past summer specifically has been a huge encouragement to me in walking in confidence while still having questions. You can do both at the same time. And so anyways, check out Body, Mind, and Spirit with Pastor Sarah when you have the chance. Episode 5 was on more on time management and handling feedback. So it was fun trying to name this particular episode because we talked about so many things. But these were probably the two biggest that stood out to me during my conversation with Sherry Weedman. But time management is something that I am working on still. It is very difficult for me. It is so crucial to being a leader. This time management is something that has to be learned if you're going to be leading in any capacity, which we will be. If we're going to be like moms and wives one day, or even just in our career, it is so essential that we learn time management. And so this was a helpful conversation for me. She talked about discipline in the mornings when you wake up. And I will say, this is so funny to me. After I recorded this episode, she talks about not getting on your phone first thing when you wake up. She's like, that is one of the biggest mistakes most people make, is you roll over and your phone is your alarm. So you turn it off and you start checking emails or text or social media. And she's like, it is the literal worst way to start your day. And it's so funny because after I recorded the episode, I use my phone as my alarm still. But yeah, it's so funny because after we recorded it, I still found myself rolling over and like picking up my phone and I'd check my text. And then I was like, it is crazy how you can sit down and have these conversations with these women and just be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And be like, that's so good. I so agree with you. And then roll over and like forget about it so quick. And I had this moment like the next day or two after we recorded. And I was like, we just talked about this. And I was like, it is crazy how quickly we as human beings just forget. We like know the, we know what's true, and we just know these facts, yet we still don't do it. So anyways, the struggle is real, and that is one that I'm still working on. So I just need to buy a normal alarm clock. I think that would be very helpful to this particular situation. So anyways, time management and handling feedback. That is another thing that we discussed in our conversation, is how so much of our generation really struggles with feedback because we take it personally and it's offensive. And not all feedback is helpful feedback. So we discuss how that is something we have to be careful of, is who are we receiving this feedback from? But at the same time, like if we can get good at that, if that can become like a new skill we have, is receiving feedback without taking it personally, or getting super defensive. Oh my gosh, the growth that we're going to see in our own walks. I can't imagine how much greater it would be if we just learned to receive it well. So anyway, that I loved that, and felt like that was so needed for so much of our generation. But the last episode that has come out is called Ruling the Mind, and this was with Lori Benham. And Lori Benham has been a good family friend of ours for a long time now. So this one was just a blast because I felt right at home just sitting there talking with her. But Lori is just someone I see so much fruit in so many areas of her life, and I know her kids really well, and so learning from them and doing life with her kids too has been the most fun. So anyways, we talked a lot about fear, and it's funny, Lori's daughter Ava actually told me, she was like, you should interview my mom on this particular topic, because she's like, I've just watched her grow in so much strength over the years, working through fear and figuring out how to tackle it and helping us as the kids tackle it. And so it was so cool sitting there being like, all right, everybody deals with fear. It's such a big topic that people talk about in church all the time, or small groups, or just in general. But it was awesome because Lori was just sharing how we have the ability to take authority over our thoughts. And she was like, so often we think that we just have to sit here and pray over and over and over again the same thing. And she was like, I had to learn that sometimes I just need to stop and sit still and trust that God heard me and let it go and let him handle it, instead of constantly over and over again being like, God, did you hear me? God, did you hear me? So yes, praying without ceasing is a thing. And we are commanded to do that in scripture. But she was like, I could just hear myself like over and over and over again being like, God, please, God, please. And she was like, I wasn't trusting him with what I was bringing to him. And so she was like, I had to learn to literally pray the prayer, lay it at his feet and say, all right, God, I'm going to trust you to take care of this and for you to show me when I need to do something on my end. And so that was so, so good, because every single one of us have areas in our life where we want complete control, or there's just total fear of the future and of the unknown. And so it was just very, very practical as to just giving us ways to be like, all right, if you tend to be one of those people that just spirals and can't seem to stop themselves and you get super anxious, she was like, here are some great tips that you can start practicing to kind of stop yourself from that. So anyway, that's a really quick recap of the past 6 episodes. But if any of those piqued your interest, I'd encourage you to go check them out. But it's really been a blast so far. I am excited for what's coming. I will tell you this, next month I get to go to Brazil, and I'm going to interview a few women while I'm over there. And something I've been asking the Lord for is, I was like, Lord, I just want even more diversity in the sense of culture, the way these women grew up, their fields of interest or career or study. And this opportunity came up. So I'm super stoked to be going to Brazil next month. Really looking forward to that. So anyways, thank you all so much for being a part of this and for listening and tuning in. And I did want to say this last thing. If you have any topics or questions that you want to send in, whether it's through like an Instagram DM or through the email address, that's hello@whenshespeaks.org. If you want to send an email to me, then I would love to check that out and then find someone to address that topic. I would love for this to be a community thing. So send in your topics, your questions, and that'll give me some more structure too to some of these conversations. So shoot them into me. Would love to hear from you. And thank you guys for listening, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Bye guys.